Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales Police say they are continuing to do everything they can to find the bodies of a couple alleged to have been shot dead by a serving officer. Deputy Commissioner Dave Hudson says police have identified a property at Bungonia, located almost 30 kilometres southeast of Goulburn, that they believe is where Jesse Baird and Luke Davies have been taken. A driver has died after a fiery collision with a truck carrying cattle southwest of Brisbane. The 28-year-old man was killed after his station wagon collided head-on with a truck on the Cunningham Highway, causing the car to spin into the path of a ute travelling behind it. Two passengers from the ute have been taken to hospital as a precaution, while the drivers of the ute and truck have escaped without injury. The Nationals have confirmed Barnaby Joyce will not be present in Parliament this week, following the airing of footage showing the MP lying on a Canberra street. The former Deputy Prime Minister had previously refused invitations to take personal leave after blaming mixing alcohol with prescription medication for the incident. Leader David Littleproud has told Channel 9 he is happy to accept the MP's temporary absence from Canberra.
I'll take Barnaby on his word. He won't be here this week. He's notified me that he won't be coming to Parliament. He's having the week off, which we gave him the opportunity to undertake with his family, and I respect that.
Experts are predicting there will be a swing against the Labor Party at an upcoming by-election in Victoria. Two polls, Nine Newspapers Resolve Political Monitor and the Australian's News Poll indicate Labor has lost some of its edge on the primary vote in Dunkley, a seat in Victoria occupied by Labor MP Peter Murphy until her death from breast cancer last year. Resolve has the coalition at 37% against Labor at 34%, while News Poll shows the coalition ahead at 36% compared to Labor at 33%. Three women have been found dead in a Vienna sex-on-premises venue, victims of an apparent stabbing. A 27-year-old male suspect has been arrested over the attacks. Austrian police spokesperson Philip Haslinger says it's too early to say what the motive the suspect might have had. He says police were alerted to the crime by someone in the neighbourhood.
A witness called the emergency services to say that traces of blood could be seen on the pavement outside a red light establishment. A large-scale operation was then launched. Police officers discovered three deceased women with severe cuts and stab wounds in the red light establishment.
At least four people have been killed in an avalanche near a ski resort in central France. Three other people are said to have been injured, and two others are missing after the avalanche near the Mount Dore ski resort in the massive Highland region. Volodymyr Zelensky has confirmed plans for an international peace summit in Switzerland. Mr. Zelensky has stressed that the country would not submit to a peace plan that did not serve its interests. But he says that second summit could be used for countries to take diplomatic steps towards a just peace and the end of the war. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's SBS News in Easy English.